This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the core framework to restore team synergy after a breakdown. Four pillars that rebuild trust, clarity, and collaboration fast. In short, this article covers one master framework, the core framework, plus three supporting tools drawn from Say It Right Every Time, all designed to help you restore team synergy after a breakdown. The core framework, four pillars that structure every difficult team conversation. The clarity checklist, a pre-conversation tool that stops you going in underprepared. The empathy bridge, a technique that lowers defenses before the hard truth lands. Definition: the core framework is a four-pillar system for restoring team synergy after a communication breakdown. Built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, it gives teams a repeatable, structured approach to difficult conversations so trust and collective performance can be rebuilt. A manager I knew spent 3 weeks avoiding a conversation with her team after a project collapsed. She had good intentions. She wanted everyone to cool down first. She told herself she was being considerate. When she finally called the team together, she had no plan, no structure, and no clear message. The conversation fell apart in 12 minutes. Two team members stopped speaking to each other. The synergy they had built over 18 months was gone. Here is the truth of it: good intentions without structure are just hope. And hope is not a communication strategy. When a team breaks down, emotions run high and instincts fail. People revert to defensiveness, silence, or blame. What they need in those moments is a framework they can trust, something that holds a conversation together when nothing else will. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the core framework. As I outline in Chapter 2, Say It Right Every Time, it is a four-pillar master system for difficult conversations built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. I designed it specifically for high-stakes moments, the moments when teams most need structure and are least likely to have it. In this article, you will learn the core framework and three supporting tools that give you a complete, practical system to restore team synergy in any situation. If you are working through broader team conflict, how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change is a strong companion read. Why structure matters more than you think when teams break down. Most people believe that repairing a team is about personality. You either have the gift for bringing people together or you do not. That belief has cost more teams their cohesion than any single conflict ever could. Communication under pressure is not about personality. It is about having a structure to fall back on when your instincts are pulling you toward the wrong response. As I wrote in Say It Right Every Time, relying on instinct is like trying to navigate a storm without a compass. You are tossed about by the winds of emotion, and you are likely to end up shipwrecked. Here are the specific team situations where structure makes the difference. When two team members have stopped communicating after a conflict, a structured framework gives you a clear opening that neither party can dismiss as an attack. When a team has lost trust in a leader, an unstructured conversation often confirms their worst fears. A structured one signals that the leader has prepared and is taking the situation seriously. When collective performance has collapsed because of unresolved tension, even a single well-structured conversation can break the deadlock and restore momentum. When a team member has been publicly embarrassed or blamed, the conversation that follows needs to balance honest accountability with genuine respect, and that balance is nearly impossible to strike without preparation. When a deadline or crisis has exposed poor role clarity, the team needs both honesty and calm. Structure provides both simultaneously. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The core framework. The core framework is a four-pillar master system for restoring team synergy after a communication breakdown. Built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, applied in sequence. It is not a checklist you race through. It is a set of four commitments you bring into every difficult team conversation. What it is designed for. The core framework is built for high-stakes team conversations where something has gone genuinely wrong, trust has collapsed, roles have collided, or a conflict has fractured the group's ability to collaborate. How it works. Number 1. Clarity. Know what you're trying to say and what you want to achieve before you open your mouth. Clarity means you have a single, specific core message and a realistic desired outcome. Example: my core concern is that the team is no longer sharing information across projects, and I want us to agree on one channel for updates by the end of this conversation. Number 2. openness, create the psychological safety that allows honest conversation to happen. Openness means signalling, explicitly, that you welcome the truth, even when it is uncomfortable. Example: I want everyone to feel they can say what is actually going on. Nothing said in this room will be held against anyone. Number 3. Respect. Deliver your message with care, not softness. Respect means focusing on specific behaviours and their impact, not on character or blame. Example: when the report went out without the agreed revisions, the client lost confidence in our process. That is the behaviour I want us to address. Number 4. Empathy. Acknowledge what the other person or team is carrying before you deliver difficult feedback. Empathy lowers defences and invites collaboration rather than resistance. Example: I know this quarter has been brutal for everyone. I want to acknowledge that before we get into what needs to change. When to use it. Use CORE whenever a team conversation involves real stakes, damaged trust, unresolved conflict, or collective performance at risk. It works in one-to-one conversations and full team settings alike. When not to use it. Do not use CORE for routine check-ins or minor disagreements. It is built for pressure, not for everyday coordination. A quick example in practice. A team leader sits down with two colleagues who have been in conflict for 6 weeks. She opens with clarity. I want to address how we are handling project handovers, and I want us to agree on a new process today. She signals openness. I need both of you to be honest with me about what broke down. She uses respect. I'm not here to assign blame. I want to talk about what happened in the handover, not about who either of you are. She closes with empathy. I know this has been exhausting. I appreciate you both being here. Eamon's take. I have used CORE in situations where I was certain the conversation would end in failure. Every time I followed all four pillars in sequence, the outcome was better than I had any right to expect. Framework 2. The Clarity Checklist. The Clarity Checklist is a 5-item pre-conversation preparation tool that ensures your core message, desired outcome, supporting points, personal motivation, and listening readiness are all in place before you begin. Think of it as the preparation that makes CORE possible. Without it, even the best intentions collapse under pressure. What it is designed for. The Clarity Checklist is built for the moments before a difficult team conversation. It prevents you from entering underprepared and saying something you cannot take back. How it works. Number 1. Poor message. Write your central point in one sentence. If you cannot do this, you are not ready. Example: the team is missing deadlines because we do not have a shared understanding of priorities. Number 2. Desired outcome. Define what a successful conversation looks like. Be specific and realistic. Example: by the end of this meeting, we will have agreed on a priority ranking system for the next sprint. Number 3. Supporting points. Identify 2 or 3 specific examples that back your core message. Vague concerns produce vague conversations. Number 4. Personal motivation. Ask yourself why this matters to you. Knowing your own why keeps you grounded when the conversation gets difficult. Number 5. Listening readiness. Confirm that you are prepared to genuinely hear the other side. If you are not, postpone the conversation until you are. When to use it. Use the Clarity Checklist before any team conversation, where the stakes are high enough that a misstep could make the situation worse. 5 minutes of preparation prevents 30 minutes of damage. When not to use it. If a conversation erupts unexpectedly, you will not have time for the full checklist. In those moments, use the 3-second pause covered next and apply as much of the checklist as you can retrospectively. A quick example in practice. Before a team debrief on a failed product launch, a project lead writes, core message, we lack shared visibility on scope changes. Outcome, agree on a change request process. Supporting point, 3 scope changes in 6 weeks were never formally communicated. Motivation, this team deserves a system that protects them. Listening, yes, I'm ready to hear that my own communication contributed to this. She walks in prepared, not reactive. Eamon's take. The Clarity Checklist is the most underused tool in my entire system. People skip it because they think they know what they want to say. They almost never do. Framework 3. The Empathy Bridge. The Empathy Bridge is a technique of acknowledging the other person's feelings or situation before delivering a difficult message, designed to lower defences and invite collaboration instead of resistance. It is not flattery. It is not softening the blow. It is the act of demonstrating that you see the other person as a human being before you ask them to hear something hard. What it is designed for. The empathy bridge is essential when team synergy has broken down because someone feels unseen, blamed, or unfairly treated. It resets the emotional temperature before the real conversation begins. If you want to understand why this matters at a deeper level, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains the neuroscience behind it. How it works. Number 1. Name what they are carrying. Acknowledge the situation or pressure the other person has been under. This is not about agreeing with their position. It is about recognizing their experience. Example. I know you've been managing this project short-staffed for 3 months. Number 2. Signal your intent. Make clear that you are not coming to attack. Example. My goal here is not to point fingers. It is to find a way forward that works for everyone. Number 3. Invite their perspective. Before you deliver your message, ask them to share their experience first. This confirms that you genuinely mean what you said about listening. Example. Before I share my concerns, I want to hear how you experienced the last few weeks. When to use it. Use the empathy bridge at the very opening of any difficult team conversation, particularly when the other person is defensive, hurt, or disengaged. When not to use it. Do not use the empathy bridge if the situation requires an immediate, clear directive. For example, in a crisis where there is no time for extended dialogue, bring it in during the follow-up conversation. A quick example in practice. A team leader needs to address a colleague who missed a critical handover. She opens with, I know you've been carrying most of the client load this month, and I genuinely appreciate how much you've taken on. I want to talk about the Miller handover, but I want to hear your side of it first. The colleague's shoulders drop. The defensive wall comes down. The real conversation begins. Eamon's take. Connect before you correct. That is the principle I built the empathy bridge on. I've seen teams spend hours in circular arguments that could have been resolved in 20 minutes if someone had started with a single sentence of genuine acknowledgement. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The 3-second pause. The 3-second pause is a micro-intervention technique when emotions spike during a team conversation. You pause for exactly 3 seconds before responding, interrupting the reactive cycle and re-engaging rational thinking. It sounds almost too simple. It is not. In the middle of a heated team conversation, 3 seconds is an act of real courage. What it is designed for. The 3-second pause is your tool for the moment when a team discussion starts to escalate, voices rise, someone says something that lands hard, or you feel the urge to fire back. It is a direct counter to what I describe and Say It Right Every Time as the amygdala hijack, the moment your emotional brain takes over and your rational thinking goes offline. How it works. Number 1. Notice the spike. Recognize the physical signal that you are becoming reactive, heat in the chest, tightening of the jaw, the impulse to interrupt. Example, a team member challenges your decision in front of the group, and you feel the immediate urge to defend yourself. Number 2. Pause for 3 seconds. Say nothing. Breathe once. Let the 3 seconds pass fully before you form a response. These 3 seconds are not silence. They are the gap between reaction and choice. Number 3. Respond with intention. After the pause, choose the response that serves the team's collective outcome rather than your ego in the moment. Example. That is a fair challenge. Let me address it properly. When to use it. Use the 3-second pause whenever emotions spike, yours or someone else's. It works in one-to-one conversations and in full team settings. It is also the tool that saves a team conversation from derailing when it is 2 minutes from resolution. When not to use it. There is no situation where a 3-second pause makes things worse. The risk is only if you treat it as a delay tactic rather than a genuine reset. A quick example in practice. In a team retrospective, a developer says directly to the lead, this project failed because leadership never listened to the technical warnings. The lead feels the heat rise. She pauses. 3 seconds. Then, you're right that there was a communication gap on the technical side. I want to hear those warnings now, properly, so we can make sure this does not happen again. The conversation shifts from accusation to problem-solving. Eamon's take. After decades of getting this wrong, firing back, doubling down, escalating when I should have de-escalated, The 3-second pause is the single simplest tool I can give you. It costs nothing. It saves everything. How to choose the right framework for your team situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation Best Framework Team Trust has collapsed after a serious conflict. Core framework, all 4 pillars in sequence. You are about to have a difficult conversation and feel underprepared. Clarity checklist. A team member is defensive or emotionally shut down. Empathy bridge. A conversation is escalating and is about to go off the rails. 3-second pause rule. Confusion is driving conflict between team members. Clarity checklist. In core, you need to deliver critical feedback without fracturing the relationship. Empathy bridge. In core respect pillar, a team member has reacted badly and emotions are running high. 3-second pause. In empathy bridge, when more than one framework could apply, start with the one that addresses the emotional temperature first. If the room is hot, the 3-second pause and the empathy bridge come before anything else. Once the temperature is lower, core and the clarity checklist give you the structure to move toward resolution. For deeper conflict situations, the How to Use the Deal Method to Resolve Conflicts That Are Fracturing Team Synergy article gives you a strong complementary tool. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when applying these frameworks to team synergy. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite. Skipping the clarity checklist because you feel ready. Feeling ready and being ready are different things entirely. The checklist exists precisely for the moments when you're confident, but underprepared, which is when most team conversations go wrong. Using the empathy bridge as a preamble to an attack. If your acknowledgement is immediately followed by, but you really let the team down, you have not bridged anything. You have built a ramp for criticism, and the other person knows it. Treating the core framework as a checklist to race through. Each pillar requires genuine commitment, not performance. A team member will feel the difference between a leader who is truly open and one who is using openness as a technique. Forgetting the 3-second pause in the heat of the moment. This is the most common failure I see. Practice the pause before you need it so that it becomes a reflex, not a recovery. Using these frameworks once and expecting permanent repair. A single structured conversation plants a seed. Restoring full team synergy takes consistent application over weeks, not a single meeting. For guidance on what sustainable recovery looks like, signs your team lack synergy, and how to fix it is worth your time. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks with your team today. Do not try to master all of these at once. That is how people end up using none of them. Number 1. Start with a clarity checklist before your next difficult conversation. Take 5 minutes before your next challenging team interaction and write down your core message, desired outcome, and 2 supporting points. You do not need to share the checklist with anyone. It is your preparation tool, not a document for the room. Notice how differently the conversation feels when you work in knowing exactly what you want to say. Number 2. Practice the 3-second pause in low-stakes situations first. The next time a colleague says something that mildly irritates you in a team meeting, pause for 3 seconds before responding. Build the reflex in small moments so it is available when you genuinely need it. The pause is a skill that grows with use, and it needs to be trained before the pressure is high. Number 3. Apply the empathy bridge in your next one-to-one. Before your next individual conversation with a team member who seems disengaged or defensive, open with one genuine sentence that acknowledges what they have been carrying. Watch what changes. This single habit, applied consistently, does more to restore team synergy than any policy or process change you will ever make. Number 4. Run a full core conversation when the stakes are highest. Once you've practiced the individual tools, bring all 4 pillars to a full team conversation about something that has been unresolved for too long. Prepare the clarity checklist beforehand, open with the empathy bridge, and use the 3-second pause if the temperature rises. You will find the How to Use the Bridge Method to Rebuild Synergy After a Team Breakdown article a natural next step after that first full core conversation. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The core framework gives you 4 pillars: clarity, openness, respect, and empathy to structure any difficult team conversation. Applied in sequence, the clarity checklist is the preparation tool that makes core possible. 5 minutes before a conversation is worth 30 minutes of repair after it. The empathy bridge lowers defenses before a difficult message lands. Connecting before correcting is not softness, it is strategy. The 3 second pause is your circuit breaker for the moment emotions spike. It interrupts the reactive cycle and gives you back your choice. These 4 tools work together as a system. Use the supporting tools to create the conditions in which CORE can do its full work. Consistent application over time, not a single perfect conversation, is what actually restores team synergy after a serious breakdown. For feedback that strengthens rather than fractures a recovering team, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. If your team's problems run deeper than communication style, what is role clarity? And why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy will show you what needs to be in place before any framework can hold. The full CORE system, with all its scripts and supporting tools, is covered in detail in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time. This much I know for certain: you cannot restore team synergy by hoping the tension will fade. You can restore it, conversation by conversation, when you bring structure to the moments that matter most. Frequently asked questions. What is the CORE framework for team synergy? The CORE framework is a 4-pillar system for restoring team synergy after a breakdown. The 4 pillars are clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Applied in sequence, they give teams a structured way to repair communication and rebuild trust after conflict or dysfunction. How do you restore team synergy after a serious breakdown? To restore team synergy after a serious breakdown, you need structure, not just goodwill. The CORE framework walks teams through clarity, openness, respect, and empathy in sequence. Each pillar addresses a specific failure point and gives team members a concrete action to take before the next conversation. When should you use the CORE framework with a team? Use the CORE framework when a team is experiencing communication breakdown, unresolved conflict, or collapsed trust. It works best when the breakdown has caused real damage to collaboration or collective performance. Avoid using it for minor disagreements. It is designed for situations where the team is genuinely struggling to function. What does openness mean in the CORE framework? Openness in the CORE framework means creating the psychological safety that allows every team member to speak honestly without fear. It is not about forcing disclosure. It means a leader or team member actively signals that difficult truths are welcome and will not be punished before the real conversation begins. How is the CORE framework different from the bridge method? The CORE framework is a master system for structuring any difficult team conversation using 4 CORE principles. The bridge method is a 6-step process specifically designed for relationship repair after conflict. CORE works at the individual conversation level. Bridge operates at the relationship repair level. Can one person use the CORE framework alone, or does the whole team need to participate? One person can apply CORE unilaterally, and it often starts that way. A team leader or single team member can use the 4 pillars to structure how they show up in a conversation. Full team participation produces the best results, but even one person applying CORE consistently can shift the dynamic of a broken team. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.